Hi, my name is Lewis Richardson. I'd like to spend the next few minutes sharing with you why now, more than ever, is the time for you and your company to consider collaboration. I currently have the privilege of serving as a worldwide sales exec for Lotus Collaborative Document Services. And in that role, I get the opportunity to meet with a number of executives and business leaders and IT managers from around the world. And the one thing they have in common is the need to get control of the flow of the information in their companies. When it comes to collaboration, I found that it's not a matter of if a company will use collaborative tools or even when, but more importantly, it's how. How is your company going to implement and leverage the flow and exchange of information in your company? So when people talk about collaboration, it usually involves communication, and that communication is often about some content. So communication and content are some good starting points for you. So first of all, like how do your employees communicate, and to whom do they communicate? In today's business environment, most of us use email, and it's a great way to collaborate, but it's often not enough. For example, most companies I visit have a very common problem. Because it's so easy to send files through the email, our email systems have become somewhat of the mule of document management. People are burdening down their email systems with documents of all sizes and proliferating them through their organizations with each simple click of that ever-popular reply to all with history button. So now you have multiple copies of documents spread through your email infrastructure. And if it's a document that changes over time, which is in the case is most likely, how can you be sure that you've got the latest version? And every time you get one of these files, where do you put it, where you can find it the next time you need it? Well, using products like Lotus Quicker, you can store files in a central team place and just simply send links through your email. And Quicker handles the versioning and access control, so you can be assured that the right people will have access to the right documents every time. Now, this not only just saves the spinning disk and the space within your email system, but more importantly, it saves time for your most important asset, your people. And when we think about communicating, we think about email, but what about instant messaging? Is instant messaging being used in your company? Some of the execs I meet with express that they don't really see any use of instant messaging as being important in their information flow. But a number of execs have realized that that's not the case. In fact, I have a son that's in college, and if I want to get a message to him, it's going to be through texting. He doesn't use email because it's too slow. Now, that concept itself is quite extreme. We might think, that's being a bit extreme to think that email is too slow. But for those of us who've been around for a while, how many of us would say that we wouldn't consider faxing today? Because email is much faster, more widely available. Well, if we put ourselves back 10 or 15 years ago, we may not have had the same opinion. So we have to understand that our companies need to be flexible. We're going to need to be able to emerge and evolve with the new technologies and the new workforce that we've got coming in place. But in a business world, this freedom of sharing information, it comes with a price. There's a concern over security and scalability. With Lotus SameTime, for instance, you can implement an enterprise solution that connects with popular mobile devices as well as has built-in voice over IP and video chat capabilities. We at IBM are like many of our customers. We've implemented SameTime across our company, and I can't even imagine working without it. It makes it so easy to stay on task, which is a common thread, to stay on task. For instance, if you've got a document open in Word on your PC, in the text of the document, it may list a person's name. We have tight integration with Office so that we can actually automatically detect that name. And all you do is just simply hover your mouse over the name and you get some additional functions like seeing if that person's online and whether you can have an immediate chat with that person to ask them questions. It also allows you to have access to something that we consider the person's business card. Now, this is a function of a product called Lotus Connections. This gives you easy access to additional information about that person. Their reporting structure, who do they report to and who reports to them, their contact information, how to reach them, their areas of expertise, what's their background, what are their interests. Think of it as kind of like instant credentials. You kind of know who this person is and the role that they play currently as well as their knowledge of history and what they have as far as past experiences. And why is that so important these days? Well, remember, we're talking about collaboration. And not so long ago, it took a fairly rigorous process to get information published in some form that could be widely distributed. In fact, an old adage stated that the power of the press belonged to those who own a press. Well, in today's world, anyone with an authoring tool and access to web has instant publishing capabilities. They have a press and they have a forum by which to send information out. So with all that information flowing around, the thing that I hear from people is, how can we tell? How can our employees tell what information is credible and useful versus all the other information that's just out there that is kind of static? It's called the signal-to-noise ratio. How do I raise the signal of that which is valuable above that which is noise? And one of the ways that the managers, when I speak to, when they're concerned about this, they say, more and more, my people are taking time to sift through the available information to find the nuggets that they need. And search engines, while they're good, alone, I don't think they're going to be able to keep up with the amount of information that's being produced and consumed. So something we found is that often the time that you spend searching for a particular piece of information, that same amount of time and effort has sometimes been spent by others on a daily basis searching for that same information. So this is where collaboration can step in. A key to collaboration is that we're past the age of simply categorizing and publishing stuff and sticking it out on the web. We have the need, and our employees have kind of the appetite for instantaneous feedback and tagging information how we personally see it being used. Again, I'll use an example from Lotus Connections. Connections allows you to dog your information that a person's found and tag it according to how that particular individual has used it. I was speaking to a business manager recently, and he told me of a case where some obscure article was posted by an author in some specialized niche area of their internet site. It had to do with some specialized aspect of expense reporting. Well, it turned out that a new corporate policy made it quite common for the average expense reports to need some of this specialized handling. One employee needed this process, and through searching and reviewing many articles, they found this one particular article helpful, but they dog-eared it according to how it met their specific need. And this dog-ear capability is what was leveraged, because after that, numerous other employees who had the same need simply used that dog-ear information to immediately track down the article. So they didn't have to spend their valuable time performing those same search processes. And that small little article that was tucked away turned out to be one of the most dog-eared and utilizes pieces of information for that particular time period. So this is a case where one person did the work, but it was leveraged by many. Again, a good example of collaboration. Another consistent message that I hear is that our companies are requiring us to do more with less. And I'm sure that you that are listening to this probably have that same ringing in your ears. That means you have to handle more tasks, you have to manage more processes, you track more information, you connect with more people. Well, the key to doing this is the effective and the efficient flow of information, and that requires very good collaborative tools and processes. So my encouragement to you that are listening, so look for ways within your organization on how you keep people on task. You know, where are your people spending their time? How can collaborative tools, like the ones I mentioned, help you in the context of the work that they're doing? If they need to manage a variety of activities and they need to add others and involve other people, if it's important to locate the right skills and the right resources, then we have Lotus Connections that can help you. If you find you have teams of people who tend to work together and they need to share information and ideas, Lotus Quicker Team Places might be the answer. And if you need to instantly, you know, reach out to individuals or groups, whether they're sitting at a PC or on a mobile device, and if you need to have access to like web conferencing and video chats, then I would think that you should consider Lotus Same Time. So if it's not already hitting you, I'd encourage you to begin looking for information roadblocks that are in your organization. Who's constantly hitting their email quota? Who has the most long-distance phone charges? Which teams are dispersed around and how are they moving information? And I encourage you to look behind those symptoms and see if some of the collaboration tools we've mentioned might be able to address some of the root issues. If you want more information regarding collaboration, I'd encourage you to check out the website that's very specific to this topic. It can be found at www.ibm.com/IT solutions/collaboration. Again, www.ibm.com/IT solutions/collaboration. And I thank you for your time and encourage you to get started in your road to collaboration.